Coming back from recess to start the BOE meeting for July 9th, 2015. First one is Charles Danny Tipton Strahan and James E. Strahan.
And I'll excuse myself from the bench up here and sit in the audience.
Mr. Strahan, just so you know that we are recording this and it is being sent out via the internet. Wesley, do you care to pull up his?
Well, I guess am I ready to begin, or are you just looking, or what are you doing?
We are ready.
I'm going to present the board with newspaper articles that talks about the increase that happened countywide. You may have seen them in the paper, I don't know. But here's copies that you can pass to each other. I think it talks about a 5% ag increase and there's two different articles. One this week and one in Thursday. What brought me here is increase notices. I mean, I had a stack of them. Of course, I had a lot of ag land. So the first one I'm going to look at is an area with several acres of ag land. And according to the articles in the paper and verbal conversation, I understand that ag land was mandated by the state at a 5 or 6%. And that should have been relatively simple. You ought to be able to calculate your ag land out and hit pretty close in that 5 or 6% range. The trouble with my ag lands, and not particular on this one, I had increases of 5% to 107%. So that's why I have put on all my appeals discrimination and uniformity. I found ag lands to be not assessed uniform throughout this county, and that's a state requirement that they be 6% increase, basically 6%. Now, don't hold me for the exact number. So in the process of trying to figure this out and double-checking my numbers several times more than I used to, I couldn't get things to calculate. So I came over to the assessor's office and was greeted cordially, and everything went well. And I asked for something that could display how these increases occurred and what they were. Well, at that point, there would seem to be nothing. I think I turned and went out the door, and it clicked to me. A CD or a DVD of the entire county's assessment process would be great to figure this out, where I could see the increases and decreases. And I went and requested that of the clerk's office. It was a few days coming, but a simple matter to figure these things out. And what brought me in on this particular case, my PRC that I got printed out of the assessor's office computer, official record, didn't match my increase notice. And at that point, things got real confusing. So I was assured then by the assessor's office that everybody took the 5% and everything was cool with the state recommendations on this particular piece of property, and that there was a, just because it said something on that PRC didn't mean that's what it was.
Can you tell us what the PRC stands for? Personal real estate?
Property record card directly out of the computers of the county. That's when I had to go to this CD because I knew I wasn't going to be able to depend on the property record card stating the facts and matching the increase notice. So, in investigating it, I found that all properties hadn't increased. And pardon me for what I'm fixing to say. You can see up here right now, this is the increase report. And I believe there's 21,000 of those. And at the point of the reading the newspaper, they had quoted, I think, the first time 8,000, the second time 14,000. So I come up with the 22,000. I thought, well, that sounds right. But on this same report I got, I discovered there's 22,000 decreased or stayed the same in properties in Taney County. And it's all at the end of these reports that was, I'm assuming, printed by our programmer that assesses property or takes care of the maintenance system for the assessor's office. I don't know where it came from. I just know. Is that where it came from?
Oh, right. That's why it took you a couple of days to get it. We had to go back to the programmer. Chuck did it and have it created.
And Silver Dollar City has got 3 ag parcels that decreased or never increased. And you can go down that line on the other report of the decrease report. There's about 300. It's hard to count them, but I did my best. Right there in front of you. If you go to the ag line, 140, 140. Didn't change. But now I read and have heard many times that this was an agriculture increase put down here by the state mandated. Well, why is that the case? If you go to Silver Dollar City, I had this put in alpha so anybody could read it. All you had to do is know a name and go to it. I presented one yesterday, was it, to the Board of Equalization. I apologize for not getting it here sooner. But if you go down to the S's, you'll see what I'm talking about. I've even got printouts. And the 94 acres, I think it is, out at Baird Mountain, decreased, was cut in half. You can see them as you go through this. And they're not numerous, but you can see them. Now, I think there's going to be something said about class 9 versus production value and all this stuff. But SDC's was not class 9. Right down here is a huge amount. 37,800. There's one. That stayed the same. 37,800 on ag land. So in that same process, of course, it raised my curiosity. Reading the newspapers, the newspaper articles, hearing the comments coming out of the assessor's office. Now on this piece of property is an old barn. There's 2 barns and a shed.
Which property?
The one I'm appealing.
Number 1?
Yeah. And I'm thoroughly against increases where the assessor don't visit the property, and this is why. One of those sheds hadn't been there for a couple, 3 years that I'm being taxed for that come out on the PRC. One of them is falling in, the dirt's collapsing the side, and the roof's blowed off. So seeing an increase on a piece of property that the assessor's never visited, and I got 137 printed out here, he has that total right, according to statute. He can just increase your property as long as he don't. If he goes 14.9999%, he never has to come to your property. Every 2 years. But then there's a paragraph right above that kind of nullifies it. And I'm kind of directing this toward you, Jerry. It says, Mr. Kerber, well, I'm sorry for calling.
Why me?
Because it says the assessor is to use generally accepted appraisal practices to determine these increases. And the reason I'm directing at you, I knew at one time you was a certified appraiser.
Still am.
Still am. And how hard is it for you to develop the cost approach to value if you don't go visit a property and determine the depreciation and stuff? That's why I directed it toward you. And that's what the statutes say, that he must use generally accepted appraisal practices. Down here it talks about the 15%. They kind of null and void each other. I believe that the assessor must visit properties to raise them in value and definitely send an increase notice. So on this property that says I got an increase on the barns and sheds, that says I got an increase on the agriculture, it is false. I didn't get an increase on the barns and shed. I just got on the land. So I want to withdraw this case. But I wanted to explain to you how I got here and why I got here. And I do not appreciate receiving false information from the assessor's office. And I purchased it. I paid for it. I don't appreciate buying false information to compare my properties to my neighbors. And it's plain. This is going to be spoke out in every case I got here. Every piece of information in Taney County says, no matter what your assessment is, what your increase notice says, it says you got a 225 index increase. That's false. These old barns didn't take a 225 index increase. They stayed the same in this particular case. Problem with this is false information gives false numbers. Now, I know the programmer knows how to pull this out. We're going to come up on a case here momentarily, since I broke into this false information thing. I've got three buildings sitting on my property, 443 apart, feet apart, is the longest distance between two of these buildings. I own two, my daughter owns one. One is indexed to the 202, same as last year. One is indexed at a 225, a full 10 to 11% increase, whatever it calculates out to. Another is increased, my own home, at 6% or thereabouts. Then there's another index being used.
I'm sorry, was that index 6%?
I suppose that's what the numbers show.
Okay, because you said 2.02 on your...
On my mother's.
On your mother's.
Yeah, that's my house. And Danny's. And I don't know how you can reach uniformity anywhere. Uniformity standing for equality. Now there's a fourth one out there you haven't heard about yet. If you're in a reassessment area, you took a 225, but guess what? You get the depreciation at the end. So you're actually using a different index in reassessment area, because you're receiving your depreciation. Down the road here, I'm going to show you some pictures of how important the depreciation is on your index. I withdraw this case. I wanted you to hear why I'm here. So next year, I don't know whether the 225 on these barns are going to be acceptable. are going to be on the books? Am I going to receive an increase notice? Because it is not the true number in the final book. That's all I got to say on this one.
Number 57, the very first one you're withdrawing?
The first one, yeah, the ag land. A
couple questions. You said that there were, 22,000 decreased, right?
Or stayed the same.
Yeah, how many increased?
21,000. I've got the exact, now this is based, Jerry, this is based on this CD printed by the programmer that provides the information to our assessor's office.
James, can I ask you, did you get that prior to July 1st?
Got it June 30th.
Well, you do know the textbooks changed between June 30th and July 1st.
I'm hoping it didn't change a whole lot, but I'm sure it did change.
So make sure you're aware of that.
Yeah, I am aware of that.
Now, did you used to be the assessor, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
How many years were you the assessor?
16.
16 years. Do you feel like just you are getting picked on?
In this particular case, I don't know of any other property with three buildings on it, all of them indexed separately.
Yeah. Well, you asked me a question. Well, let me say, first of all, you cannot make a correlation between, I'm a real estate appraiser, and assessor value, and and a free market value based upon appraisal. They're done totally different techniques. It's, what do you call it, a block assessment, but you cannot make, I've never had, and I've been doing this for 25 years, figure out why an assessed property from the assessor is solely different than a fee market value done by appraiser. The assessed value is habitually much, much lower. Why? I don't know. I just never got into it.
It's state assessed. It's state set. On a residential property, you just pay 19% of true market value, basically.
Yeah, yeah, so, I know residential is what, 19%, and ag land is what?
12%.
12%, and commercial is
32%. Yeah. But it, in all the schoolings I went to, we always discussed and abided by USPAP rules in our assessment process, in which you know what they are.
Yeah.
And they're the guidelines for appraisal. And I've got a copy of 137, chapter 137 there. And that's exactly how it reads. And so it's very conflicting, and it's to save the state tax commission in these reassessment processes is what it's for, and the assessors that sit behind the desk and send out these increases. What do we got next?
Well, you asked me a question. As to doing a good appraisal, is it necessary to personally go see the property?
Yes.
It's a good idea. Kind of depends on the caseload. You do if you can. Sometimes you get overwhelmed and you just can't do it. You just have to base it upon your best market analysis of properties in that area that you know of. But it's a good idea if you can. Not essential, I don't think.
I think that's why we have the mass appraisal system.
Pardon?
I think that's why we have the mass appraisal
Probably
system.
Probably so.
Right. Well, it just was concerning when I found other properties throughout the county that had not been changed.
Well,
out.
I know very little about the mass appraisal system and how that works. I just never got involved in it. And I just don't know. Well, that's all the questions I have.
So the next one is 2015-58, the one at 365 Strahan Road.
Which one were we looking at?
Next one. Second one down.
Second right there.
Oh, 142.
Yeah, sorry, 142 Strahan Road.
And This is what I call my mom's house. Of course, Danny and I inherited it at the passing of her father.
What was your father's name? Was he one of the Cole Jr.?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I'm trying to make sure I got the right information here. Parcel 13. Now, this is the one that'll prove to you about the numerous indexes. This is a house sitting on ag ground, and if you look at the residential side of increase on my increase notice, you will see it didn't change from last year. Last year we had a 202 index on my mother's house. That means the second index. That's proven to you. They come right out of the assessor's database.
James, can you explain the 202 index and the 225 index for the board, please?
The 225.
I understand it. Yeah, if you can go ahead and explain that for some of the board.
That's a multiple you use on your adjusted rate. The adjusted rate is determining the cost of what it cost to build a house back in 1986 during reassessment. The 225 is a multiple that says that adjusted rate should be increased by that amount.
And where did that come from?
It should come from sales studies of what a house is sold for versus what they were cost to construct. That is a construction unit only, the 225 index.
Based on prices from 1986?
Based on prices of today.
Of today.
And what they're trying to determine is how much it differential there is in the cost of a house versus the sale of the house, and using that in terms of an index. The 202 was on for years. Of course, that's where the state tax and I commission and I disagreed on what should be there, and got into quite a turmoil. Now, I asked Mr. Pennell, and he can answer if he wants to see the study that reflected a 225 index increase. And I wanted to see his sales. It's usually derived from sales and other information. And he said there wasn't one. He said the state might have one, but there wasn't one. He also said that he knew the increase had to occur because Stone County and Christian County had a different index, and it was higher than ours.
Excuse me, James, but you're quoting me, and I did not use the term that we had to.
That you had to what?
That we had to. I chose to.
That's correct. I'm sorry. I should have said you chose the 225.
Thank you.
Not based on any evidence, according to what he said to me.
Well, where did that index, where did you say that come from? Because I don't know, is that something that just involved assessor?
Yes.
I've never heard of that index before.
The index
never
is,
heard of it.
Every appraisal practice as a cost approach has an index. Marshall and Swift keeps theirs updated. Marshall and Swift might be a 1.25. The next year, if they do their studies, this big appraisal company, it might drop to a 0.95. They try to keep their index around a 1. This is the Honeycutt mass appraisal system that was used during 1986, so they try to make their adjustments to their index based on 1986 values. But this is what's real disturbing on this parcel is it don't match the PRC I purchased from the from the county. Let me see here now.
Excuse me, James. You say you purchased these and you asked about paying, and I didn't charge you. I didn't say you needed to pay. It's for your own thing. Where do you get the idea that you had to purchase these? You know that we don't charge people for PRCs if they're just on their own property or whatnot.
After the day that you gave them, I gratituded those and took about 8 or 10. From then on that I've come in and got PRCs, I've paid for them. I paid for them right down here at your mapping department. 50 cents copy.
Okay.
And
you,
that's
you didn't ask me about that, James.
That's
in fact, you asked about the programming, and to my knowledge, you didn't pay for the programming that that Elrich did.
I mean, he came to my office and asked for a CD. He paid like $3, I think.
Paid four.
$4 for a CD. Okay.
My point is, to get the program. This is news to me, James. You asked about it, and I said, no, it's for your own use. And you brought up the mobile home issue. I thank you for the issue, and we corrected that. I didn't charge you. Now, you voluntarily paid, and that's all great.
I think you're supposed to pay once you get into this is a volume. Right here's what I'm going to have in front of you guys today of county property that I purchased. And it don't matter whether it's incorrect coming out of the computer. This is the computer that you go and see if your neighbor's house assessed the same way as yours. And guess what? On computer they are. On their increase notices they're not. On the final totals they're not.
James, you've got the same software, the same computer. If there's something different, how do you know which one's wrong?
I'm trusting in the assessor to have the right one. I'm trusting in the assessor. When I say I want to know the value of my house, mm-hmm. Whenever people called in the last 30 days and your clerks pulled up the screen and they asked what the value of their home was on thousands, they were told the wrong information. Because they give them the information right there off the bottom of the assessed evaluation on your computer screen that is official record.
I believe you're exaggerating pretty bad, James, because...
Don't say that.
You say there have been thousands, and the one that took the most calls had like 300 and some calls. And how we gave out false information... I mean, that's a pretty strong statement.
Oh, I'll stand by it 100%.
Well, please get us some people that have called and got false information.
Anyone?
If you're going to charge me with putting out false information, please get me some data where I can see if that's true or not. That's it? That's all you've got out of thousands is one?
Every answer this question. When you turn on the computer in your office, does every record... high or low, show a 225 index on a structure.
To the best of my knowledge, when you pull up the appraisal, you're going to see a 225 or a 235 on commercial.
Correct. So then how are these calculated at a 202?
James, I think I sat out when you sat at my desk, I explained to you clearly what we did. Did I not?
You sure did.
So why are you so questioning? I told you clearly what we did.
Does this board know all that?
This board hadn't been in my office.
Oh,
and I've explained it over the phone to the press and to people that have asked. I've had people in the office, and I explained to them exactly what happened. We did an increase of 5% on ag land. The Silver Dollar City issue you bring up, the reason that didn't get an increase, as you probably know, is the ag land was not in the grades. It was in a separate section. You had one of them at $5,000 an acre. There's reasons, James, you know.
Then why'd mine double?
Why did what double?
Give
me something specific to look at. What double?
We'll be in that case shortly.
Okay.
And I want to withdraw this case on my mom's house because I got treated exactly the same in agriculture and her value didn't change from last year. So what am I doing here quarreling about it, other than there's another index being used in this county? It's 202.
Are you telling the board that she did not get an ag land increase?
She got an ag land increase and zero increase on her structure.
Okay. And I explained that to you, I believe, sitting in that chair.
You sure did.
That is what happened. When we sent the first 8,000 increases out, it was ag land and those properties that we had reassessed. And if there was an ag structure on there and we hadn't reassessed it, they didn't get an increase on the structure. They only got the 5% land increase that was mandated by the state. You understood that.
So there's thousands of homes out there at a 202 index.
No, there shouldn't be. There's thousands of homes out there that if you look at the program, you're going to see the 225. They didn't get a 225 increase. They got a 5% increase on the structure.
Well, what about
because we did not get to 60 or 70% of the county to reassess, and it would not, I did not believe, correct to hit them with the 225 is like a 10% or something. I didn't believe it right to put them with that. But we had a lot of issues that people that did get reassessed felt it unfair that the rest of the county not get some increase as well. And that's where it came from. Well, I think I explained that very clearly to you.
You didn't explain, and I never would have found it if I hadn't got into this, why was thousands of homes left at a 202 index?
James, all you had to do was ask me the question, and I would have been happy to explain it.
Chuck, is there a letter from, you talk about 5% mandated by the state, is there a letter from the state?
Sure.
I haven't seen it.
Sure. Yeah, I can get you a copy when we have a break.
Because I've had a lot of people that have inquired about that 5%.
What happened is, to my understanding, I believe I've got the information correct. Over the years, the State Tax Commission has had studies done and said we need to increase it. In previous years, the legislature said no. They addressed the issue, and so there was no increase. This last cycle, the legislatures did not oppose it. And they had like 60 days, I believe it was. And when they didn't oppose it, it automatically went into effect, the 5%. And it's statewide. And to the issue James brought up on Silver Dollar City, we've got grades from, 1 to 9. And depending on what the productivity is, the term they use of the ground is worth, most all of ours is 5, 6, or 7. You can put a 9 in there, and you can put in, instead of the rates, excuse me, if anybody's in the office, if they've got a copy of that, it'd be great to bring it over, please.
Chuck, is that the chart you're talking
yes, ma'am.
About? We're looking for
it. Okay, thanks. So if you had something graded 9 at $5,000 an acre, like the Silver Dollar City James brought up, it did not get an increase because it's not in one of those regular grades per acre. And like a number 7 was $75, and they bumped it to $79.
And that's the same on residential?
No, this is just ag. This is just ag.
Wouldn't there be 5% on residential too?
On residential structures, I added a 5% across the board if they did not get reassessed.
On your each one of your books,
Actually, I guess there's not a 9, but if you look at the program outside of this chart, there's another place you can put ag land so that you only get charged the 12%, but you can put any value you want on it. The Silver Dollar City James had that land at $5,000 an acre. So it wasn't in this grade for the computer program to pick up. It was only on these 8 grades. And again, most all of Taney County is graded 5, 6, or 7.
I apologize, I didn't bring it.
You said Taney County is 5, 6, or 7?
Most all of Taney County is 5, 6, or 7. And my understanding is the state did a overall state map of the land years ago, and that's where those grades came about.
Does anyone have a calculator up there?
I've got one.
I apologize, I didn't bring one. 14,480 divided by 94.
154.
That is acreage. That's what Silver Dollar City's being charged. It's not no $5,000 acre.
Excuse me, but we can go back there and I can show you, I believe.
That's not the parcel. It's dropped in half.
Well, right? Get us the parcel number. I was looking through a whole screen. I assumed I knew which one you were talking about.
No, you didn't.
Well, please get us the parcel so we can look at eggs to eggs here, or I mean apples to apples.
Is it a duck egg or a chicken egg?
It's parcel 18726 1.1. I don't think you can get it on there, Wes.
I think it's built out, but I had it built out.
Hey, Kenny, might hang just a minute. I might need you to get up.
I do have a quick question, and I'm not trying to add fuel. You said all the houses that weren't assessed, reassessed, got a 5% increase?
Yes. If I could, Brandon.
Oh, you're fine.
Here's what I did. We had Amanda started to go through it again instead of jumping around here. When we got here, we had this mandatory 5% ag land increase that we had to apply.
And that was when?
For this year, for this 2015 year. Assessment year. So, as you all probably know, we've got 46,000 parcels. We used the computer nearly 100% to do our job. And so we took these new ag values, we put them in there, and people got increased notices. At that same time, of the 30 or 40% of the parcels that we physically got around and reassessed, remeasured, whatever the case would be, looked at depreciation, looked for structures that weren't on, so on and so forth, those structures got the 225 index on residential.
But some were actual tax amounts raised, lowered, all
they
the above.
They could go anywhere. Yes, sir. There were
because
some
of depreciation.
Same.
Because
exactly. Thank you for making that point. So, as I mentioned a little there a minute ago, as we started getting phone calls, we had folks upset that, and Brandon, if you'll remember, you made a comment to me one day when we were in a meeting that it wasn't fair that that group was going to get an increase and the rest wasn't. And those
My intention with that was so nobody should get an increase. But go ahead.
I'll come back to that. But the point is, I thought they were looking at it the same way you were, but maybe they weren't. But anyhow.
I doubt if anybody wants their taxes to be raised, and I have said that on record a few times.
I don't think there is anyone. I believe that's a given. So, the second step, I made the decision, it wasn't anybody else, it was my decision, to add, because the vast majority of properties I have found to be undervalued, I added 5%, nothing to do with the index, but 5% increase to the value of the structures. Residential structures across the board. So there was a second batch, and that was like 14,800, I think.
Whether you went to that property.
Whether
we've
been, in fact, we hadn't been there.
So I'm sorry. You added 5% increase to the value of structures across the board that hadn't been assessed.
That had not been reassessed, correct.
So, and again, I'm just asking. Mine went up. I don't even know how much it went up. But that's fine. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I think actual out of pocket is probably $25. So that's whatever. But how many on the ones that you did do assessments on? How many went up? and by what percentage, and how many went down and by what percentage?
I couldn't tell you.
Because my thought there is if some went down, some stayed the same, and some went up, how it goes back to the whole fairness thing, and life ain't fair. That's a whole other debate. But how can you then take those 60% and just raise them an automatic 5% whenever the 40% you did assess might have gone down or might have stayed the same?
How did we?
How can you justify it?
How can I justify it? It goes back to what I said before. And I can take it and show you the sales letters. The vast majority of residential properties are undervalued. And through this process, when people got increased notices, we did get a number of phone calls. I would estimate 600 to 800 calls. And there were some that we found. They provided us evidence over the phone, convinced us that they were already at value or maybe they were too high value. And so we reduced them. Okay. The vast majority, again, of those 800 calls, whatever the number is, as we talked to the people, asked them about the value of their house, we found that they were still yet undervalued. And they were satisfied and went on. That's why they're not here in BOE.
I don't know whether it's proper or not, but can I reopen this case and ask for a vote by the board of whether deny or?
On the 142, on the Strahan, 142 Strahan Road?
Yes, the one that charged 202 index.
You asked for that one to be withdrawn.
I'm asking
Donna,
to have
I think we
reopen.
Can handle that up here. Do you gentlemen want to make a motion to allow them to go ahead and us make a vote on it, or do you want it to stay withdrawn? I'll leave it to the board to make a motion.
I'm not ready to make a motion.
So you want to keep it withdrawn to where we have to move on to the next one? Okay. Mike, do you want to make a motion or do you want to leave it withdrawn? Or
I
Randy?
I want to make a motion.
Randy?
I'll make the motion if I'm done on second.
No, wait a minute. Tell me again. What's your motion?
So the motion's, I'm assuming, to open it back up to where... See, the board has the ability to pull up any parcel number we want to, whether an individual asks for it or not. So we have the ability to go ahead and bring this back up if we'd like to, even after it's already been withdrawn. So my question is do we want to, at Mr. Strahan's request, do we want to look at this again, or do we want to make it remain withdrawn? It's in our hands.
Well, I got a question to the assessor.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't really quite understand. Do you feel like that Mr. Strahan's property is handled any different than all the others?
No, sir. He did get an increase, and I've got the, when we get to that property, I can show you why he got an increase. But he was not, absolutely not. Except for the Wellington properties that he's bringing before the board today, he didn't get anything different from anybody else, to my knowledge.
So if you change his, you have to go back and change all the others?
I can't change anybody. That's only in your
that's
field
us.
Now.
After the book closes, only the BOE can change the...
Pardon?
Or state tax commission. Or,
pardon?
After the book closes, whenever the assessor closes the book, July 1st, June 30th?
July 3rd. 1st.
July 1st. After that, he cannot lower the book, the values.
It's cut and dried.
It's set, those values are set, and then only the BOE can change them, and you've got until, I guess, all of July to do that.
Right.
But I don't see, James hadn't got through all of them, but show me where there's discrimination. If there is, I'll apologize and ask you guys to correct it, but I haven't seen it yet.
So the question we have right now is Mr. Strahan wants to have us look at the BOE number 58 again after he's withdrawn it. So per his request, do we want to pull that parcel number back up or do we want to leave it withdrawn?
I think we just leave.
Did you make the motion though, Randy?
I made the motion.
We have a motion to relook at parcel number 17-60.0-13, Do we have a second? Motion fails due to a lack of seconds, sir.
That's cool, because I'm just going to refile it as I leave here.
Okay.
Say today. What's today?
Today is you have till tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
You can reaccept an application after it's already been applied. Can't we?
Decision's not been made. He withdrew it.
There was a vote?
There wasn't a drill vote to deny. There was a withdrawn. The vote was to see if we could bring it back up.
Okay.
I withdrew it out of fairness in the agricultural field.
Now, I will say this. Gentlemen, do you want to go ahead and hear it? Because he does have the right to refile, and then we're going to be hearing it anyways.
Please. Let's get done with it. Because if he is going to... Donna,
I have a question to the board. We're going to have to rehear it anyways. So do we have another motion? We have a motion to re-listen to BOE number 205-58. Do we have a second?
Second.
Ma'am, you cannot motion or make a second.
Second.
Do we have a second from the board? No, sir, she cannot.
According to the council for the state tax
okay,
commission.
I'm not going to argue with right now about it, Donna.
Accepted into the minutes of this board.
Well, ma'am, if you want to have that little argument, you need to get with... Jan Elliott and Larry Hickson from the State Tax Commission have talked to them about it. We do have a second, though, from Mr. Kerbo. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We will go ahead and listen to your parcel number again, sir.
I'm not going to go through that again, other than ask you to go ahead and deny it if you want to. That's fine with me.
Do we have
I'm not asking you for value here.
I understand that. Do we have
I'm
a motion to deny.
For value. You do whatever you think. You've heard the argument.
Yeah, but James, you're not asking for value, but really, specifically, what are you asking for?
For you guys to approve a 202 index as the assessor has applied to many structures throughout this county. And I've got to get it on record that he has used a 202 index, and that's what I'm after, and he knows he has done it.
If you look at
James, excuse me.
Let me talk to him. You can have a rebuttal. That's fine. But let me go ahead and to Mr. Kerbo. So you have different ways that you can actually appeal to the BOE. One of them is for overvaluation. Mr. Strahan decided not to do it per overvaluation. He has came to the BOE for, was it discrimination and uniformity?
Uniformity.
So that's why he's not asking for a value.
Okay, but if we use a 202... And that's what you're really asking for.
No.
No,
it's going to lead into the rest of my case.
Yeah, I think I know where it's going. But did you want to go ahead and talk to
him? I just wanted, again, to say, when James says 202, we applied a 5% increase to all structures that weren't reassessed. That were on a 202 increase. The program now has a 225 increase into the program for calculation, which will take place in 2 years as we get them reassessed. But the 202 was the index in 13 and 14, and I applied a 5% on those.
If the board would look at the increase notice I received, I'm going to say something I said I wasn't going to. And it says 7,610 previously assessed residential. That's the structure. New assessed 7,610. The 7,610 was established with a 202 index, and it did not change. So there's many properties throughout this county at a 202 index.
And not a 225.
And not the 225. The 225, that's what it says out of the assessor's office.
So if anything,
you're see that, James?
If anything, he's saying that there should be, according to the complaint of discrimination and uniformity, his taxes should actually go up.
Yeah.
Correct.
For his taxes to go up.
Well, he's not asking for a value. He's asking for uniformity and discrimination. He's asking for uniformity.
If I may,
yes, sir.
Speak to James' issue here. You've got a I wish we had this on the screen, but we don't. But In the residential field, we've got a previous, as James just said, of 7610 and a new assessed at 7610. Okay? You come to the agriculture, and this is the parcel that ends in 13. Is that what we got up there? Yep.
Is that the one from 4360?
And if you look, if you could look at this, you would see the agriculture went from 4,360 to 4,550.
What percent is that?
And that is the, I'd have to check to be sure, but that's the 5% increase on the ag land.
What does that have to do with an index, sir?
Doesn't have anything to do with the index. You're the one talking index. But you're all after the 202 index. What's the issue? I'm explaining why there was not an increase on the residential. And it was because of the ag land increase. What's your point?
That's not what you're paying. Turn the page and you'll see a 225 wrote on out of the official record of the assessor's office.
Again, and you know this, I'm sure, James. I've said it, I think, twice this morning. This is the card that shows the established index, but the index was not used on that property. And I think I've explained that well.
Okay.
Did you want us to go ahead and take action on the 142 Strahan Road?
Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen, do we have a motion for the property, BOE number 2015-58? Lastly, I would, and I don't know this, I would assume that Mr. Strahan that's on the BOE would actually be absent and not part of the board right now. I don't think he abstained. He's just absent. He's not sitting up here. Jim, I'd entertain a motion to deny.
I'll make a motion to deny.
We have a motion to deny BOE number 2015-58. Do we have a second?
Okay. If we make a motion to deny, tell me what that means.
He then has the opportunity to take it to the State Tax Commission.
Okay. I'll check that.
We have a motion and a second to deny BOE number 2015-58. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
Where are we going now?
I think we're on a roller coaster ride. Mr. Strahan, just to let you know, we do have other meetings starting at 10 o'clock, and we have quite a few parcels left. So
that's all right. It's going to be pretty well the same argument with structures.
Okay. Did you want to provide information, lump some of them together so you can provide the information that you said you're going to provide for Mr. Pennell and for the board? Or how do you want to proceed? Because I've given everybody else fair time, so I'm not going to do anything different.
Fine. I'll just go with whatever's next on the list. How many minutes I got?
Honestly, one. But again, I've not held anybody else extremely strict, so I'm not going to do the same to you.
Actually, if it's a convenience to the board, I would wait till it's over with and come right back after everybody else. That's not an issue with me.
Let's see what we have. We have a Combs Hospitality, which I believe is one that Mr. Pennell is going to present.
I can present those at any time. It shouldn't take a few minutes.
What is the Toucan LLC? Is that one yours as well?
That's a parcel that we did not get the BOE value retained.
So is this one you're presenting also?
Yeah.
So we actually don't have anything from any other citizen until 1:45. So, sir, go ahead.
Well, looking through my filing system.
We are at 5285 East State Highway 76.
Yes. Where is that? And it was so much easier when I had secretaries to look through this. Here we go. This is simply jumping to the new index of 235 in 235 in commercial properties. I believe. Yeah. Again, looking to the roll down that I had, you don't have to bring it up, Wes, or you can if you want to, I don't care. We heard how many commercial properties were suffering throughout the county. And kind of, I believe, according to the assessor's office printouts, everybody got the 235 index in commercial. Well, I went to the roll down on the decreases, and lo and behold, I found a whole bunch of commercial properties that didn't get increased. They may have got increased, but they got changed. The biggest one being Whitewater took a decrease. I seen, and I didn't go through the whole list. I just caught up and Big Cedar was decreased. Here's a, and I didn't understand the name. I don't know where it's at. Down American Bank. Oh, no, American Bank went down. Arvest Bank stayed the same. Numerous. I believe Acres and Arnie's showed up on their insurances on some land, stayed the same. Ball Knobbers went down. But then, mine is a metal building, sits by the road. I have to work really hard to keep a renter in it. And it went up. And I found that to be all along with small business. Now, there is a pattern to this situation. I'm seeing a shift in the tax burden from the wealthy to the poor. Now, you may not classify me as poor, but I've got some neighboring properties. They're poor. I can make a living. But I've got a simple metal building that I've had six renters in the last 3 years, went up to the 235 index increase. Now, this is starting to, like I say, form a pattern of the tax burden changing. In that row down there, you've got $49 million decreased or stayed the same. You've got $69 million increased. And if everybody took the 235 index in commercial, because that's where the value, this agriculture we keep referring back to, don't amount to anything. Don't amount to anything. Increase the agriculture land on our structure. Agriculture land is valued at production value. Little or nothing. $150, $130 an acre, whatever that graph said. Where a residential property, we hit it for $4,000 or $5,000. I think there's been, for instances, that $30,000 has hit the land in Taney County this reassessment cycle. But we're seeing that general trend as the wealthy has received huge amounts of tax breaks.
I would say the perceived wealthy. I'm sure there's a lot of people in the western side that are suffering just as bad as anybody
else. Sure they are. I'm also suffering with my little building that I can't keep a renter in.
I understand.
And that should have been explored before a 235 index on commercial properties went in. I know why it came down. I've been keeping track. The state run one of their studies. that said commercial was too low in Taney County. Isn't that odd? When I was assessor, they decreased everything that went on to the state. So this 235 index, I think, is wrong.
You mean anything that came from the BOE to go to the state, they went ahead and lowered?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that is kind of ironic, isn't it?
That is very ironic. But this state study come down to our assessor, and he increased the index to a 235. And I'm asking for this value to be looked at along with others and see if you can find that I'm telling you wrong, that the big businesses has decreased and the little businesses went up. I've also got news that there might be a business in Taneyville that didn't take any increase. But there's many on that roll. All you got to do is roll. I don't know why the assessor didn't develop this roll down and use it prior to reassessment. I don't understand. I don't think the 235 index is representative of anything whatsoever.
Well, I'd kind of like to hear the assessor's explanation.
Well, James, the last thing he said was why we didn't use this roll down. This is simply the information from our tax book. It's in our program. We can go down through there and look at it in different ways, with different reports. He wanted this, so we called the software provider, and they provided this for him. But this is simply the information that we've got in the program. So when he says we should have got this and done that, we do have that, and we do use that. As you picked up, I'm sure, but we've been through a conversion from a previous program, software program, to this program. And there's been errors and glitches in it. Our office went through, the six appraisers and myself, we went through like 35 pages of decreases to be sure that we were not decreasing a property in error. And we found some problems that were errors, and we corrected them. A lot of the decreases could have been from a condominium that went from commercial to residential. James mentioned something, I think, he mentioned Whitewater a while ago. Whitewater was reassessed. Our appraisers went out and looked at the property. If I'm not mistaken, there was a building or two gone. Value goes down. Our appraisers aren't perfect any more than I, but I think they do a pretty accurate job. They worked for James for a number of years. But through reassessment, we find structures that are gone. We also find, I've had issues where we found structures that have been there for 10 or 15 years that weren't on the books. We added them on. So needless to say, their values went up more than 5% or 10% because they had structures on the property that had never been assessed. And James is making a point about the rich and the poor. And again, the way I hear him, he's saying there's discrimination. I would have to say, no, there's not discrimination. We did a 5% straight across on all properties, as I've said before. How do you say that there's discrimination when you give the same percentage? Again, if James would have come on his building in Kirbyville and said, Chuck, $37,258 is too high, and explained to me why it's too high, just like we did everybody else, we could have adjusted it until July 1st when we set the book. But he didn't come to us with that. When people have come and shown us that we're too high, and there have been cases, as I said before, we've done our best to correct it. And I don't remember the other things he brought up, but if you could please, tell me a question, I'll sure give a shot at answering.
And I will say on the assessor's behalf, the PRC is correct coming out of the system. So I didn't buy false information on this one.
So, James, you're coming to us for a decision. Why didn't you go to the assessor beforehand and say, I think this is wrong?
Because that wouldn't treat my neighbors fairly. Why should I get a huge decrease and my neighboring business get none? I'm not in this. I can pay my taxes.
So you're saying this is not just for you?
This is the small business. This is small business as a whole. And I've heard comments from the assessor. Businesses are suffering. I've heard it from different appraisers. Businesses are suffering. And then, lo and behold, we get a... This is a huge increase from 202 to 235. A huge increase. Not as much on my $34,000 building, but some of them boys is taking a bunch. That's all I've got on this one, sir.
And again, the 235 on commercial, the 225 on residential was only applied to those properties that we reassessed.
Only those that you...
Only those that we reassessed. And there was other... I mean, we looked at the depreciation, checked all the... that kind of thing to be sure we were having a good value. But probably 60 or 70% of the county was just a 5%, whether it was commercial or residential.
Did ag have any effect on it?
Have any effect on what?
If someone had agriculture ground on commercial, did they go ahead and get the 235 commercial?
I'm not sure what you're saying, but when we applied the if you had a property that had ag land on it, it got an increase, whether it was $10 or $1,000. If that property had not been reassessed, the structure did not get an increase. Is that what you're asking?
If it had agriculture.
If you got a property that had ag land,
right,
it got a 5% increase on the ag land, period. If that property was also reassessed, then it would have got the index of 225 or 235. But if it had not been reassessed, all it got was the ag land increase.
See, that's where the uniformity comes in, guys. Most of this you're voting on is uniformity. There's motels in Branson that have huge amounts of land behind them that maybe the sewer lines went through and is unusable. So as the assessor years ago, I put them on as agriculture. So what you see in that process is that motel or that building getting a 5% increase. The neighbor building, if I'm understanding the way they did it, took a 17% increase if they didn't have that agriculture land on the back of their property. I don't understand what this agriculture has to do with assessments and uniformity.
James used the word uniformity, and that's a good thing to bring up. That is our responsibility as the assessor's office. It's the BOE's responsibility. It even goes as far as the state tax commission. My understanding, we're to do our very best to be uniform. It's impossible to do, in my opinion. There's too many properties, too many variables. But right on, we're supposed to be uniform.
But the assessor's office is not uniform in using 3 to 4 indexes on the same classification of property.
I think I've explained the index. If you've got a question about that, please ask me. I don't want to be repetitive because I think you got that.
Is there any action you want taken on this?
Uniformity is what I am.
I would like to ask this BOE. My understanding is to look at values, and if James believes 37,258 is a too high of a value for his property, I would entertain a motion or suggest a motion or something that we correct that value. If that value is too high, this is what this board's about, in my understanding. Find out what the value should be from James and correct it.
His appeal is not based on value, so I don't think that we can do that.
Is that not what we're about, values?
Well, at this point, we're actually, for this specific instance, we're about, again, is how it's presented.
You asked for an opinion of value on your form. I mean, why are you here except to correct values? I mean, that's, if we're not uniform.
We've had discrimination that asks for a value. We've had discrimination cases before, and they ask for a value based on administration.
Value.
A developer did that.
That's basically no change.
What'd you say, James?
That's a no change is all it is.
Okay.
On uniformity. But I don't understand.
Do we have a motion from the board?
I'll make a motion to deny.
We have a motion to deny BOE number 2015-59. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I agree.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Yes, 2.35 index you're talking about, is that something you come up with? Or
The state, earlier James mentioned I didn't have any ratio studies. We've looked at many, many ratio studies. I've got some of the old ones, and James knew they were there, so I assumed he wasn't talking about those. But the state came in, and they showed us their ratio studies, and they said we ought to have this index or that index. And we went through quite a long process when I first got here. And that is the number I picked, partially because our two neighboring counties, Christian County and Stone County, Christian County is at 235, I believe.
Next time, please don't come up with
County
such a
is at
satisfactory look.
230, I believe. So anyway, speaking of uniformity, I felt like it, because we joined these other counties and there's even subdivisions that are in both counties, it made good sense to me to work off of the same index or close to the same index. So that was part of the reason for changing. The other reason for changing the index is when new structures are built and we put them on at the 202 index, they're way undervalued. And while one thing I'd like to share with you that I've experienced in the last couple of months was a gentleman in Forsyth, and we're talking about his value, and when we came to the end of the issue, and he was satisfied with the value being okay, he said, I want you to see that everybody else pays on a fair value, which goes right back to our uniformity. People want to be treated fairly. And if their parcel, and I can take you to parcels that have gone up nearly double, especially around the lake area, because they were...
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask the board if anybody needs a recess.
I need a recess.
If we can take a 5-10 minute recess.